This is the Sunday Roast, talking Adelaide sports.
At 12 minutes to 12, coming up after the midday news with David Bruce, the Adelaide tech guy, Richard Pascoe, taking you through your Christmas Eve Sunday afternoon. Before we go, KG, the iconic Bay Sheffield is back.
I love it.
And I think it's rightful home as well.
Collie Reserve. There's a special atmosphere down there, Josh, that really is.
Yep, you think of sport over summer, you think the Boxing Day Test, and you think the Bay Sheffield.
And I love running, and you know, it's fantastic. Mm. Pure sport.
Joining us on the line is the president of the SA Athletics League to preview the Bay Sheffield, Kim Steer. Kim, good morning to you.
Good morning, KG and Josh. And weather's going to improve over the next few days. I think we're 29 degrees, so that's just about spot on. So I've just come in from watering about 60 pots of flowers that we're going to line the track with. So I'm hoping that they live over the next 24 hours.
Hey, Kim, what about the standard of the competitors, both in the men and the women this year at the Bay Sheff?
Yeah, well, we've got a couple of outstanding athletes. Aidan Murphy, of course, is an Australian representative from South Australia.
Well known to us here at 5AA, Kim. His dad, Mark Murphy, is our commercial production manager.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a lovely, lovely fella. And, of course, Jordan McMillan, who's just come out of Europe, representing Australia. So a couple of top end, but actually overall a high standard of athletes. And we've got about 80 coming over from Victoria this year, which is really quite a coup for us.
Fantastic. Absolutely.
Hey, Kim, one thing that's always fascinated me with events like the Bay Sheffield, or to a lesser extent the Stall Gift, is the handicapping. How does that work for a running nuffy like me?
Well, it's relatively easy to explain in that if you compare it to the amateurs, which is fantastic running, we've all been there, and that's people run off zero and they run a full 100-metre race. And pretty regularly the same people win, and that's fine. They're the fastest and they elect to run in that. In professional handicap running, which started really early in the 18th century, what they did, they started it in Scotland, and they ran for money and they ran to give everybody a chance. And what that meant is, they still ran over 100 metres, but they handicapped people on different amounts. So, for example, the fastest runner, they handicapped on zero, and then they'd work out, well, who's the second fastest?
Yep.
Well, he's going to finish probably 2 metres behind, so they'd put him on 2 metres, and the slow bloke out the front, he might start off 10 metres.
Yeah, that'd be me.
So in pro running, the idea is that everyone gets the opportunity, if it all goes to plan, to cross the line at the same time. And with our races, for example, the 120-metre sprint, which is our classic handicap event, we try to aim everybody to finish across the line at about 12.45 seconds.
Beautiful. And now, is it free entry, Kim?
Oh, absolutely. And look, I rate it as one of these, you know, as a South Australian, if you haven't gone to Oakbank, you've missed something, you know.
Yep.
If you haven't gone to the Barossa, you've missed something.
Yep.
If you haven't done Harndorf, you've missed something. I rank the Bay Sheffield in that ilk.
You are spot on, Kim. You are spot on, mate. The events are iconic. You're right.
Yeah, and what's more, you can go down the bay, which is absolutely wonderful, and City of Holfast Bay have done us fantastic in how they help us out and with sponsorship and getting the track set up. But you can wander down to the beach, you can go down Jetty Road, come back, see a few races, come back for the final, and, of course, Tuesday's under lights in the evening, and that's a really outstanding event. And we finish our final on the Thursday at about 7 p.m. So, plenty happening. We're expecting 2,000 to 3,000 down there.
Oh, absolutely.
Great stuff. Talking to Kim Steer, the president of the SA Athletics League, ahead of the 137th, I believe,
Bay Sheffield. Yes, it is, 137th.
Starting on Thursday. Now, Kim, I've heard a whisper that there is a very, very big name who all of us would recognise is going to be taking part in the event. Can you confirm or deny who that is and if that's true?
Well, there's plenty of big names. Who... Who are you referring to?
I'm talking more about maybe in the commentary space, someone we might all know.
Oh, well, we've got Terry McAuliffe, of course, who's the race caller. And we might try and see if we can get Bruce McAvoy again, just to have a
Bruce.
Couple of comments on the side.
He's
got other commitments. He'll probably be helping us out on the side. But, yeah, so we've got some really good
that's fantastic.
People down there.
Jeez, rolling out the big guns.
Tell you what, Terry McAuliffe, he's called so many BAFE chefs. It's amazing, Kim.
Well, he was last year made a member of the Bay Sheffield Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
and that shows how high a regard we treat him with. It's not the same without him. And it's been the same for all our callers over the years, but he's just something out of the bag. He's something absolutely special.
Absolutely. No, it's a big day.
Just as we let you go, Kim, just to recap, free entry and also plenty of food and drinks and stuff available like that?
Yeah, two couple of things. We start on... mid-afternoon on the Wednesday. We started about 1 o'clock on the Thursday. And if I couldn't mind giving a plug, if you want to support the event, and it does cost us significant money to run it, go to s50.events/BayChef, and we have a 50-50 raffle that we're trying to raise some money with.
Beautiful. Okay.
Good stuff. Kim,
have a good meeting, Kim, and all the very best, mate. Well done.
Yeah, thanks very much for your support and 5AA support. We really appreciate it. We want to get those South Australians down there to experience something different, consummately South Aussie.
Good on you, Kim.
Good stuff. Kim Steer, the president of the SA Athletics League, the 137th iconic Bay Sheffield.
I'll be slipping down there on the Thursday.
Yeah, I reckon now that we know that Bruce might be down there, I might just try.
Flash, it's no bigger name.
Hey?
No bigger name than Bruce.
All right.
He's the best sportscaster in the world.
Without doubt.
In the world.